Good afternoon. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOV. I'm Randy Van. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday. The state medical director is going to be leaving to pursue new career opportunities. Dr. Caitlin Padotti was the medical epidemiologist in Nebraska before she was hired in June 2018 as the state medical director and epidemiologist for the state of Iowa. News release from the Iowa Department of Public Health says Padotti plans to pursue new career opportunities. Governor Reynolds, in a written statement, thanked Padotti for her outstanding service throughout the pandemic. Reynolds gave Padotti a significant pay boost last year for an annual salary of $265,000. Kelly Garcia, the interim director of the Iowa Department of Public Health, says the work of the last 18 months has been difficult at best, and Padotti's personal sacrifice is to be commended. Padotti was in the public spotlight at the beginning of the pandemic and spoke at many of the governor's news conferences. However, it was Padotti's boss who spoke for the agency during the governor's most recent pandemic-related news conference. We have had another death here in Jasper County associated to COVID-19. We're now at 76 for the pandemic total. Of those, 70 have COVID listed as the underlying factor in the death, 6 listed as a contributing factor. Over the past 7 days, the Iowa Department of Public Health says there have been another 157 cases of COVID-19 in Jasper County. It's a positivity rate in our testing of 13.1%. Our total positive results for COVID-19 now total 5,741 for the pandemic. An emergency room nurse from Marshalltown says it was stupid for her to put off getting the COVID-19 vaccine since she later came down with the virus and it could have killed her. 39-year-old Julie Stevens tested positive for COVID in August and was diagnosed with pneumonia and had a 104-degree temperature. Stevens was hospitalized for 5 days, then moved to the ICU at Mary Greeley Hospital in Ames, had to be intubated. As a nurse, Stevens says she knew the medical terms the doctors were using to talk about her, and she knew it was, in her words, grim.
Am I going to wake up, weeks later here? Am I going to wake up in a couple days, or am I going to wake up at all? I ended up only having to be intubated for 3 days, and I did well. Well, I'm at home now. I do use some home oxygen still. It's just going to be a long journey back to baseline for me.
The nurse at Unity Point Health in Marshalltown delayed getting vaccinated, figuring that she wouldn't lose much more time if she came down with COVID, as opposed to the side effects of getting the shot. The virus hit her especially hard, and it's really unclear why.
The doctors that were involved there at Mary Greeley did talk a lot about, I'm young, healthy, you don't have any underlying conditions. And sometimes that can be even worse because your body kind of tends to overreact.
Now, Stevens says the reaction to her story has been mixed. Many are supportive of her battle, while others are a little critical.
How I'm a healthcare worker and didn't get the vaccine, and, how stupid that was, which I'll agree with them. that was very negligent on my part because I did use a lot of resources. I took an ICU bed. I took nursing care. I took all of those things that could have been used for other people with other conditions.
Stevens telling people not to follow her example. Instead, she urges them to do their research and get vaccinated. A Newton man accused of being intoxicated while caring for 3 young children in his Woodland Heights apartment this past Sunday morning wants his bond reduced. 38-year-old Timothy David Kimball is in jail on a child endangerment charge. Newton police say officers were called around 10 a.m. because Kimball was heard yelling from his balcony. When officers arrived at his apartment, they discovered Kimball was very intoxicated and was the only person caring for 3 children who were completely naked. Police report says Kimball consented to a preliminary breathalyzer test, which put his blood alcohol content at 0.273. That's more than 3 times the legal limit. The arresting officer also noted Kimball had a very strong odor of alcohol, poor balance, and slurred speech. 3, 6, and 9 are the ages of the 3 children police say he was caring for. Kimball's bond is $1,000. Court records show he filed a motion for bond reduction yesterday. His preliminary hearing is set for next Wednesday, September 29th. Newton Police Department talked with some business leaders this morning over issues that are affecting the downtown area. And this is crime and other issues in the community. Newton Police Department invited local business owners to a breakfast and learn this morning. It took place at the Hotel Maytag Ballroom. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations says agents continue to follow up on leads nearly 4 months after 11-year-old Xavier Harrelson went missing. Montezuma boy was reported missing by a family friend May 27th. He was last seen at the mobile home park where he lives with his mother. Tip led to a major search of the Fox Forest County Recreation Area outside Montezuma September 9th. Over 20 law enforcement officers and a canine dog trained to track and recover scent were part of the day-long search, which authorities say failed to produce any new information on Xavier's whereabouts. Investigators say they keep in regular contact with Sarah Harrelson, Xavier's mother, and have interviewed hundreds of people over the course of the investigation. There is a reward fund for information that leads to the discovery of where Xavier Harrelson is. That reward fund is approximately $34,000. The Jasper County Board of Supervisors are moving forward with upgrading the lighting at the Jasper County Jail. Yesterday afternoon, supervisors opened bids on the project and unanimously selected Van Monen Electric to do the work. Newton Company and Ogden Group of Wooddale, Illinois were the only bidders. Van Monen Electric's quote of $246,236 was well below Ogden Group's $268,190 bid. Both companies were well below the project's $294,000 estimated cost.
Two bids below the estimate. Bids are a little bit all over the place in the market right now. But yeah, two good numbers, and no concerns from us.
That's Matt Cole with BBS Architects of Des Moines, company overseeing the project for the county. Van Monen Electric plans to begin work at the jail around December 1st and have the project completed by March 1st of next year. Work includes replacement of existing light fixtures and lighting controls. Most fixtures and controls will be replaced one for one, installing a new fixture or device where the existing was removed. But some rooms will get a different fixture layout or different control method than what's there now, requiring the installation of conduit and wire. Funeral announcements today. A funeral service for Richard Roberts, who passed away at the age of 85, will be held Saturday at the First Baptist Church in Newton. Family of Richard Roberts and friends will be meeting 10 a.m. until the time of the service on Saturday. Memorials to honor Richard may be made payable to Barry Roberts to be used for Wesley Life Hospice or a Newton School Memorial, and may be left at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory or at First Baptist Church in Newton on Saturday, the day of the service. Barry G. Sparks, former Newton resident, passed away at the age of 63. Services will be 11 a.m. Thursday at Newton Christian Missionary Church. Visitation from 5 to 7 this evening at Penn Street's Funeral Home in Newton. Memorials may be left to CMA Youth Ministries, and online condolences for Barry G. Sparks may be left for the family at www.pensfh.com. Celebration of Life for Mickey Hess of Newton, passed away at the age of 90, will be 11 a.m. Friday at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. Family going to greet friends after the service with a lunch at the funeral home. Memorials in honor of Mickey Hess to Park Center Garden View, and they may be left at the funeral home. A memorial service for Robert Leroy Cooning of Monroe, passed away at the age of 89, will be held 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Monroe Presbyterian Church. Family will greet friends following that service from 4 to 6 at Monroe Presbyterian Church. Memorials to Monroe Presbyterian Church or Monroe Ambulance. Condolences may be left for the family at www.coburnfuneralhomes.com. And Donna Lou Rexroth of Monroe passed away at the age of 74 on Sunday. Graveside Memorial Service will be held this Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Silent City Cemetery. Memorials to the Monroe Ambulance and condolences may be left for the Donna Lou Rexroth family at www.coburnfuneralhomes.com. That's your noontime check of area news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Have a great afternoon.